And the title of the series is I Just Don't Fit, Why I'm Not a Calvinist, an Arminian, but a Biblicist. This is message number 4. And the question is, the actual message is, what is the gift of God in Ephesians chapter 2? What is the gift of God in Ephesians chapter 2? Last week, just by a little bit of review, last week I exposed the spurious teaching of Calvinists that regeneration precedes faith. There is not a scripture that teaches that. It is clearly seen that faith precedes regeneration. And Ephesians chapter 1, verse 13 and 14 is one of the scriptures of many. It says, in whom also ye trusted, after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also, after that ye believed, ye were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. Verse 14, it says, which is the earnest of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession unto the praise of his glory. This verse points out that a person enters into regeneration by the doorway of faith, not the other way around. And then my little chart. This is the Biblicist view, the Word of God, and the conviction of the Holy Spirit of sin, and the truth of God's Word comes to bear upon the individual. The individual then responds in faith and belief, and then is born again. He is sealed, regenerated, sanctified, justified by the Holy Spirit. Now, in this message, I want you to turn to that very familiar passage that you often quote with me, and that's Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 8 and 9. It says, for by grace are ye saved, through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. The question that I pose is, what is the gift of God? Today's Calvinism, and I need to make a distinguishing note here, when I refer to today's Calvinism or modern Calvinism, I'm talking about the Calvinists who are more Calvinistic than Calvin was. And then I'll refer to historic Calvinism, and you'll know why when I get there, and I'll explain that. But today's Calvinists, modern Calvinists, insist that faith is the gift to the elect, and that's as the Calvinists define the word elect. They would read the verse this way. This is how they would read the verse. For by grace you have been given the gift of faith, and that faith is not of yourselves. Faith is the gift of God. Faith is not the result of works, so that no one may boast of their faith. That's so screwy I can't tell you. But that's what they teach. There are a number of reasons why faith is not and cannot be the gift of God. Here's just one of them. Now, how many of you have taken my Introduction to Greek course? Okay, enough of you. I teach basic Greek in our Bible Institute. And one thing that my students learn in this Introduction to Greek, this basic Greek course, is that pronouns must agree with their antecedent in gender and number. Now, what does that mean? Well, English somewhat does it with pronouns like he and she. I could not say he met a friend on the street and then she said to him, that doesn't work. You see, that would be stupid. You can't say it. English somewhat does it with pronouns he and she, but it's a little different in pronouns like they and it, because it is neuter. It's more difficult to determine, but this isn't the way it is in Greek. Now, listen to me carefully. All pronouns in Greek have gender and number. And they must always agree in gender and number to the noun that they are pointing to, whether it is masculine, feminine, or neuter. I've laid out for you in Greek, Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8 and 9. And you will see very clearly there on the first line, the word that is translated grace, and it is a noun, the dative case, singular and feminine. It doesn't matter whether you're using the traditional text or whether you're using the Westcott and Hort. They agree on this. And then you will move on down a little bit further. You will see the word faith. And the word faith is on the third line down. It's the first word there. And it is a noun, a genitive, singular, and feminine. And then you have the word that. That is a pronoun, it is singular, and it is neuter. Now, why am I telling you all of that? Here's why. The word that, a totu, is neuter, and the word faith, pistis, is feminine. The word grace is also feminine. That and faith cannot be grammatically linked as modern Calvinists do. Faith is not the gift. Faith is not the gift. So what is the gift? The gift isn't faith. Here's what Kenneth Wiest, a Greek scholar, says. The word that, totu, is the neuter gender. The word faith is feminine in gender, and therefore totu could not refer to faith. What it does refer to is the general idea of salvation in the immediate context. It's referring to salvation. Faith comes by hearing the gospel. Romans 10:17, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. The gift is Jesus, for God so loved the world that he gave what? Faith? No. He gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. God gave his only begotten Son. He is the gift. Now, what's being contrasted in here in Ephesians 2, 8, and 9, for by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourself, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast, is talking about the works of the law. The contrast is between faith versus the works of the law. The Jews supposed that they could earn salvation by keeping the law. I can go through all day and show you in the New Testament where the Jews thought that they were saved by keeping the law. And that's what they supposed. And Paul is saying salvation cannot be earned because the law cannot be kept. Whosoever keepeth the whole law but offendeth in one point is guilty of how much? All. All right, you can't keep the law. Now, that's bad news. The good news is that God holds out salvation as a free gift through faith. That's what grace is. God's riches at Christ's expense. He's holding out salvation. He's not holding out faith. He's holding out salvation. That's the mercy of God, because otherwise no one could be saved. You know, the truth is that we're fallen and we're depraved creatures, and we cannot keep the law. We cannot meet the holy demands of God. God's standard is way up here. Man's abilities are down here. It is true that some men are better than others. But it is also true that nobody can keep the whole law. It's just not possible. The law was the schoolmaster to point us to our need of Jesus Christ. God is so gracious that he's provided a way in which we could in fact become holy and blameless before God, which is through the shed blood of Jesus Christ, his own dear Son, on the cross of Calvary, and through him salvation is held out as the free gift which is received by trusting in him. John 1:12. Let me deal with John 1:12. It says, but as many as receive him, to them gave he the power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. In every single manuscript that exists, and I've been going through the manuscripts, every time John 1:12 appears, the word is receive. It's never in whether you're in a Western manuscript, an Eastern manuscript, a traditional manuscript, or a manuscript after the Vaticanus line. They all agree that the word is received. That's exactly what was given. And besides that, in the end of the verse, it says, to those that believe on his name. Nowhere in the passage of Ephesians 2, 8, and 9 is it teaching that faith is the gift. The subject is salvation. The gift of salvation is received through faith. But none of that matters to today's Calvinist. They use that constantly as a proof text. I read probably 20 articles where they come and they use that as a proof text. Hence, they claim faith is the gift. I want to tell you something, though. I searched John Calvin's writings, and I'm amazed. John Calvin did not teach that at all. In fact, he taught contrary to that. In his commentary, Calvin warned against restricting the word gift to faith alone. He went on to say that Paul did not mean that faith is the gift of God, but, Calvin says, that salvation is given to us by God. Calvin explains, and this is in Calvin's commentary on Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, and Colossians on page 144. Here's what he says. Now it may be asked how men receive salvation offered to them by the hand of God. Here's what Calvin says. I reply, by faith. Hence, he concludes, here it is nothing of our own. If on the part of God it is grace alone, and if we bring nothing but faith, which strips us of all praise, Calvin says it follows that salvation is not of us. When on man's side he places the only way of salvation, the only way of receiving salvation is faith alone, he rejects all other means on which a man are accustomed to relying. He says, faith then brings a man empty to God that he may be filled with the blessing of Christ. End quote. faith is not the gift. Salvation's the gift. Today's Calvinists say that if you come by faith, then it cannot be said that salvation is not of yourselves. That's so ludicrous. Today's Calvinists say that you have to come by election for it to be not of yourselves. Otherwise, to them, it would very much be of ourselves. However, see, Paul doesn't agree. The inspired word of God does not agree. Paul says, where is boasting? It is excluded. What kind of law? Of works? No! But by the law of what? Faith. That's Romans chapter 3, verse 27. Additionally, Paul states, but to him that worketh not, but believeth on him that justifieth the ungodly, here it is, his faith is counted for righteousness. That is Romans chapter 5, Romans chapter 4 and verse 5. It is not of ourselves if we come by faith. It is not of ourselves as we come by faith. As we've been teaching in Hebrews, faith is taking God at his word. That's not a work. That's just taking God at what he says and acting on it. However, if we come by good works, then it would be of ourselves. That's the difference. Faith excludes merit and directs the focus on the one to whom we are to place our hope and our trust. In Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 8, faith is not the gift, salvation is. I find it so bizarre that modern Calvinists are more Calvinists than Calvin. In fact, he would call them down when they say faith is the gift of God. Let me quote from his commentary one more time. This, again, is a continuation of 144 of his commentary. As he writes, it is the gift of God. He's explaining now. Instead of what he said, that salvation is of grace, now he affirms that it is the gift of God. Instead of what he said, not of yourself, now he says not of works. So he's comparing those back and forth. Hence, we see that he leaves nothing to men in procuring salvation. For in these three phrases, he embraces the substance of his long argument in the Epistle of Romans and to the Galatians that righteousness comes to us from the mercy of God alone and is offered to us in Christ and by the gospel and is received by faith alone. John Calvin. Without the merit of works. Clearly, John Calvin did not believe that faith was a work. He did not believe that. Modern-day Calvinists have that hidden. They don't want you to know that. Calvin had his problems, and we'll come to unconditional election in the next message and all that sort of stuff. But here's what I want you to know. Calvin acknowledges that faith is not meritorious. In other words, faith is not a work. Modern Calvinists should note that. And I challenge you, go home and read Calvin's commentary. That's exactly where this stuff came from. Romans 6:23. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is not faith. The gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Ephesians 1:13-14. In whom ye trusted, in whom ye also trusted, after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also, after that ye believed, ye were sealed by the Holy Spirit of promise, which is the earnest of our inheritance, until the redemption of the purchased possession unto the praise of his glory. The Bible states in so many places, in uncertain terms, that a person is saved by faith. A person is saved by faith. And if you want to do some additional study, please read Romans 3:22, 25, 26, 27, 28, 4, 1 through 5, 16, Galatians 5:1, Galatians 2:16, 2:20, 3:11, Ephesians 2:8, read John 4:10. In fact, I want you to turn with me to John chapter 4, verse 10. I got a little bit of time yet. And we'll come right to the words of Jesus in John chapter 4. I'm going to start at verse 1. When, therefore, the Lord knew how that the Pharisees had heard that Jesus made and baptized more disciples than John, though Jesus himself baptized not but his disciples, he left Judea and he departed again into Galilee. And he must needs go through Samaria. Samaritans are half Jews and half Greeks, okay? And then he cometh, and Jews weren't supposed to have any dealings with Samaritans. Then he cometh to the city of Samaria, which is called Sychar, near the parcel of ground that Jacob gave to his son Joseph. And now Jacob's well was there, and Jesus, therefore being weary with his journey, sat thus on the well. And it was about the sixth hour, about noon. Then cometh a woman of Samaria to draw water. And Jesus said unto her, give me to drink. For his disciples had gone away unto the city to buy meat or food. Then said the woman of Samaria unto him, how is it that thou, being a Jew, asketh drink of me, which am a woman of Samaria, for Jews have no dealings with Samaritans. I love it. Here's what we have now. Jesus answered and said, if thou knewest the gift of God. What's the gift of God? Faith? No. Not going to be faith. It's going to be living water. You know who the living water is? The living water is Jesus. Salvation through him. If thou knewest the gift of God, and to whom it is that saith to thee, give me a drink, thou wouldest have asked him, and he would have given thee living water. And the woman said unto him, sir, thou hast nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. From whence then hast thou that living water? Art thou greater than our father Jacob, which gave us the well and drank thereof himself and his children and his cattle? Jesus answered and said unto her, whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again, but whosoever drinketh of the water that I give him shall never thirst, but the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into what? Everlasting life. The gift that Jesus is offering her is not faith. The gift that Jesus is offering her is salvation by believing on him. On the very last page, I've charted it out for you. The interpretation of the Calvinists there of Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8, the Calvinists believe that faith is the gift of God. And you see it, for by grace are ye saved through faith, and that this faith is not of yourself, this faith is the gift of God. No, not it. Biblicists, like myself, believe that salvation is the gift of God. For by grace are ye saved through faith. And this salvation is not of yourselves, not by the keeping of the law, it's not by doing the works. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. That is why I cannot be a Calvinist. Because the Bible does not support the fact that the gift in Ephesians chapter 2 is faith. The gift of Ephesians chapter 2 is clearly, and by using inductive Bible study, provably salvation. Aren't you glad you're saved?